You're listening to Asia Calling on KBR 68H. In Bangladesh, there are four doctors for every nurse. According to the World Health Organization, a good ratio is at least three nurses posted against one doctor. But in Bangladesh, there's only one nurse per eight beds in a hospital, while thousands of well-trained nurses cannot find work. This week, they reached the breaking point and took to the streets, staging a hunger strike demanding immediate change. They threatened to set themselves on fire if their demands weren't met. A reporter in Bangladesh, Rick Wiseman, has the story.
...150 nurses, most with many years' experience, had been quietly staging a hunger strike for the past 7 days. No one came. No one seemed to care. In three orderly lines, wearing bright saris, many sit listlessly, a dozen with saline drips keeping them alive. Hasina collapses. Her husband carries her away to the hospital, where 40 nurses have already been admitted for treatment. The nurses say they've almost gone as far as they can. If their demands aren't met by day's end, they're threatening to douse themselves with gasoline and go up in flames.
Look at us. Look what we have to do. I've been trained to care for people, comfort them, keep people alive, even politicians. But how do they treat us? We've been here for 7 days, starving ourselves. All we want is to have a job, but they ignore us.
The nurses are demanding batch-wise recruitment and employment based on seniority instead of on a district quota. In Bangladesh, there are four doctors for every nurse, an absurd imbalance. Most of the nurses on hunger strike are women, but there are male nurses as well. Iqbal Hossein Sabuj is one of them. He's the Secretary General of the Bangladesh Diploma Unemployed Nurses Association. We want to be given jobs based on experience. I've been working as a nurse for 9 years, took ill, and when I returned, I had no job. Now they want me to pay a bribe to get my job back. It's now 1 hour until the deadline for mass self-immolation, and the atmosphere gets tense. Joint Secretary for Hospitals and Nursing Omar Farooq has just shown up, trying to convince the strikers to quit. An argument breaks out. He turns away, slips into a car, and drives off. A group of nurses leaves in a rickshaw, hoping to approach the health minister. Women police are ordered to form a ring around the group. One wipes a tear from her eye. I ask her how it feels standing here. It's sad. We need them desperately in the hospital, she says. Suddenly, heavily armed policemen step closer to the protesters. Reporters from local television stations show up. The situation is tense. It's 4 p.m. and the deadline has run out. A representative from the striker says he's just received a call. The Minister of Health has promised to begin an appointment process in less than 15 days. But there is no joy among the hunger-striking nurses here. This group represents 5,000 nurses who want jobs. They'll be back in 15 days to finish their protest, in flames if necessary, unless their demands, signed by the health minister, are met. For Asia Calling, this is Rick Wasserman in Bangladesh.
And Rick will continue to follow the hunger-striking nurses of Bangladesh and take a look at what's going wrong in the health system. We'll bring you his report in the coming weeks here on Asia Calling.